You are listening to Aftersight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio, read by Keith, amateur radio operator W0NX, featuring the February 2025 The Spectrum Monitor. We'll begin by finishing HF Radio Monitoring Professionalized, Driving the HF Bandwagon Once Again by George Fiesola. In conclusion, this remains the most comprehensive guide currently available, and it looks set to remain the go-to gold standard reference for many years to come in our ever-changing world. Essential, accurate, reliable, and highly recommended indeed. The Klingenfuss 2025-2026 Guide to Utility Radio Stations, GURS. The second title under review here is the Klingenfuss 2025-2026 Guide to Utility Radio Stations. The GURS also incorporates the 41st edition of the Guide to Radio Teletype Stations. Its format is the same as the above 2025 Shortwave Frequency Guide, and it weighs 762 grams. Its pages are varnished, and there are 544 of them, which is the same as last year's guide. This is the 33rd edition, with an illustration of the solar cycle maximum on its cover. Solar cycle 25 also forms part of the general introduction to this guide. Here, as throughout the other Klingenfuss publications, the point is driven home that shortwave remains an irreplaceable wireless communications tool, and an inherently anonymous, terror-proof one, I might add. Statements like these are not just part of a Klingenfuss sales ploy. They merit repeating, especially in the world of data communications, which accounts for a whopping 77% of the HF bands, compared to a mere 22% for both amateur radio and broadcasting. The preparatory section here is almost identical to the one in the SFG, except for some of the screenshots. If you only buy the GURS, then, once again, the preliminaries do merit close reading. Here you have almost a short textbook on data transmissions on HF in itself. The frequency listing itself begins on page 53, with 20 kHz fixed and mobile, and ends on page 274 at 30,000 kHz, various services. Bookended by these, you will find the most comprehensive HF data stations listing imaginable, in ascending order of frequency and organized by frequency, region, call sign, station ID, and modulation. You can find sample pages in the sources at the end of this article. The main list is followed by an alphabetical country list of utility transmissions from Afghanistan to Zimbabwe, and many useful resources on IDs and call signs. There is also a compilation of meteorological weather facts and RTTY, my favorite, and digital data and Navtex signals. Section 10 contains screen grabs of many of those digital data stations, such as HFDL. For me, this part simply constitutes a highly enjoyable visual reference and educational resource. If you need more screenshots, check out the separate Klingenfuss offers. The final sections of the GURS offer valuable reference materials on general matters, such as abbreviations and acronyms, SINPO and Q codes, the phonetic alphabet, the classification of transmissions and stations, the nature of emissions, and an A to Z of general terms and definitions for when you need a little technical background. Frequencies of the aeronautical and maritime mobile services can be found in sections 17 and 18. I enjoy monitoring those, so I often check out these later sections of the GURS first. The 2025 Super Frequency List on CD. Before I go, the 2025 Super Frequency List on CD contains a wealth of international HF radio resources at a glance, including a full-text concurrent word search functionality via the F9 key. Try, for example, putting in Navy or RAF in small letters, or searching elsewhere by frequency, starting time, station, country, modulation, or language, using some of the other function keys. This CD is a joy to explore and use. Due to a lack of space on the disc, the utility frequencies section omits reception times. The broadcast listing records them all naturally. I would recommend that you check out the README files on the disc before starting. You will also appreciate the other text files on this disc and the professional screenshots in the eponymous subdirectory made with top-of-the-range professional decoder programs such as Procitech, Wavecom, GoToMonitor, and a host of others. Conclusion. What can I say? Jorg and his team have done it again. Buy these books and CDs, and you will find that not only do you now have the most up-to-date listings of global broadcast and utility radio stations in this universe at your fingertips, but you will also learn about much more than simple frequency compilations, conspiracy theories about shortwave monitoring, the future of HF radio, the current solar cycle, the geopolitical quagmire that we are in at the moment. All these and much more gets a mention in these books, and deservedly so. Our hobby is not one you can undertake in isolation from others and world events. Last but not least, do take a look also at the other offerings and bundles from Jorg Klingenfuss, such as the printed versions of the BC 2025 and UT 2025 databases, the Klingenfuss Hot Frequencies webpage, the decoder screenshots, CD recordings of modulation types, 2025 frequency database for the Perseus LF-HF software-defined receiver, and the former HF utility stations database. For further information, Klingenfuss 2025 Shortwave Frequency Guide, Secret HF Signals for SDR Fun, Worldwide Broadcast and Utility Radio Stations, 29th Edition 2025, ISBN 978-3-941040-755. 336 pages, €45, 38.05 pounds, $46.92. Klingenfuss 2025-2026 Guide to Utility Radio Stations, Secret Frequencies for SDR Fun, Professional HF Communications Today, includes a free supplement published January 2026. 33rd edition, ISBN 978-3-941040-250, 544 pages, €55, 46.51 pounds, $57.35. The 2025 Super Frequency List on CD, Worldwide HF Communication Today, Broadcast and Utility, MS Windows, English and German, €35, 29.49 pounds, $36.50. For all Klingenfuss publications, go to Klingenfuss, that's Klingenfuss, .org/homepage. And now TSM Reviews, World Radio TV Handbook 2025 by Gail Van Horn, W4GVH. The 2025 edition of World Radio TV Handbook has recently been released, this being the third edition of WRTH and volume 79 in the long and distinguished history of this highly anticipated release. After opening editorials and personal stories from handbook contributors, Gunter Lorenz reviews the SDR Play RSP-DX-R2. The new release is an improved version of the popular RSP-DX from SDR Play, and noted as a reasonably priced and a high-quality SDR, with good overall performance, wideband coverage, all-mode reception, powerful free software, and is a great little receiver. Oliver Schmidt covers the SDR software and hardware section with an overview of HD-SDR, SDR Console, SDR++, SDR Angel, GQRX, QIRX, Linrad, and OpenWebRX+. The review continues with a look at Remote DX with NXP TEF6686-based receivers that can be controlled via the internet and used for audio playback. This amazing tune-based receiver would be a good option for operating Remote DX. From the fmdx.org project, we learn of two well-known DXers, Marek Farkas, living in Czechia, and one of the creators of fmdx.org, a global community of DXers. Siev Verhoeven, amateur radio operator PE5PVB, is active in electronics and related software that led him to join the expanding community of FMDX enthusiasts. Two additional reviews focus on a preselector and an antenna. Stompful Wave Block Preselector is a device that has a built-in bandpass filter for low-pass and high-pass, and considered a top-notch preselector, which can improve the reception of any receiver. The all-mode passive receiving antenna was reviewed as a perfect all-rounder with rapid conversion between setup modes and ease of operation. Manfred Ripich, known for his previous coverage on Elusive radio stations, travels first to the island of Barbados to focus on the early days of radio, to their role in the 21st century. The West African country, Liberia, is widely known as home to the mission station ELWA. However, Liberia's radio presence far exceeds shortwave to AM and FM. Radio Polls by Mohazab Abdullah discusses the East African nation of Uganda. Silent on shortwave, however, the country's focus on developments in the digital world is ongoing to reach a wide audience. If you thought DRM was a passing experiment in digital radio, big strides in connecting all through innovation will convince you that DRM is a complete and global system for shortwave, medium wave, and FM. The annual update of HF broadcasting reception conditions expected during 2025 predicts a year of very good shortwave reception across the entire frequency range from 3 to 30 megahertz. 12 pages of colored maps, plus the world timetable, is a helpful introduction to the national radio section. The section includes domestic radio stations on medium wave, shortwave, FM, and DAB. Listings are grouped by country to include frequencies, transmitter power, locations, contact and website information. The international radio section lists the same information from international broadcasters. Clandestine and other target broadcast cover stations broadcasting politically motivated programming, or stations targeted at zones of local conflicts, followed by a two-page winter 2025 DRM schedule. The frequency list covers bi-frequency listings of worldwide medium-wave stations. Shortwave Stations of the World is a bi-frequency listing of stations, followed by national TV. The closing section is reference, an extensive listing of country indexes and codes, transmitter sites, target area codes, radio clubs, standard time and frequency stations, international organizations, and selected resources. The new edition has improved formatting and labeling with an improved font size and clearer reference listings, which makes finding the information far easier than in former editions. There are improved DRM schedule listings, which are a great assist in your digital radio quest. There are also expanded details on regional program schedules and station identifications, including an advanced listing of Latin American call signs for identifying stations. This is the third edition published by the new publisher, Radio Data Center GmbH, which began with WRTH 2023. Coupled with Global Resource staff, this new edition continues to set the standard for radio and television information. It remains the most comprehensive exemplary reference book crafted for the casual or seasoned radio hobbyists. WRTH 2025 should be in every listening post as a companion to your global listening. It remains the gold standard and the most authoritative source. This is the gem of the industry. World Radio TV Handbook 2025 is available from the following sources: WRTH at WRTH.com, Universal Radio at universal-radio.com, and on Amazon at amazon.com. And finally, Bits and Bytes by Gail Van Horn, W4GVH, W4GVHLA at gmail.com. Changes in the air and on the air. What's up? What's next? The radio broadcast world can be one of constant change. Stations drop frequencies, air special programming, or leave the air for reasons not always understood by the listener. It's filled with rumors and opinions, some spot on and others outrageous. What do I mean? Check out any monthly newsletter, email, or IO group, and you will see my point. This month's collection of topics will bring our readers up to date and perhaps settle a few rumors. All frequencies in kilohertz, time in UTC. BBC enhances audio to Syria. Following the Bashar al-Assad regime collapse in Syria during a major offensive by opposition forces, BBC World Service upgraded its audio service to provide programming to the Syrian people and surrounding countries. BBC World Service announced on X, "Audiences in Syria, Gaza, and the West Bank can now tune in to BBC News on medium wave 639 and 720 kilohertz frequencies every day. Catch us from 6 to 7:30 GMT and 13 to 19:30 GMT for the latest updates and more." The new service broadcast in Arabic and English with news and programming from the Gaza Lifeline, as well as English for Syrians who speak the language. Jonathan Munro, Global Director, BBC News, commented, "As we have all been watching, listening to, and reading about the dramatic changes that have swept through Syria, the Syrian population has been left without essential access to reliable and independent news about the events taking place. The BBC World Service's enhanced services will bring them the latest breaking news and analysis from Syria, Middle East, and the rest of the world. There are no shortwave stations in Syria. Medium wave broadcasts are relayed from the BBC East Mediterranean Relay Station in the British military zone at Ladies Mile Beach on the island of Cyprus, south of Limassol. English recently monitored using Kiwi SDR. 6:30 to 7 daily on 639, 720. 1400 to 1500 Saturday and Sunday on 639, 720. 1430 to 1500 Monday to Friday, 639, 720. 1530 to 1700 daily, 639, 720. 1730 to 1800 daily, 639, 720. 1900 to 1930 Saturday and Sunday, 639, 720. Clandestine frequency updates. Three clandestine stations, relayed from Issoudun, France, and brokered by Radio Miami International, WRMI, have updated their schedules. Radio Republica, daily in Spanish to Cuba, 0200 to 0300, 9,490, 150 kilowatts, may be subject to jamming. Moresh, voice of Amhara International Radio, Amharic, Saturday, 1600 to 1630, 15,710, 500 kilowatts. Voice of Fano, Amharic, Wednesday and Saturday, 1700 to 1730, 15,215, 500 kilowatts. Shikokaze, sea breeze, on short wave since October 2005, targets programming to North Korea from Yamada, Japan. Shikokaze is operated by an independent investigating organization regarding persons believed to have been abducted by North Korea prior to 1983. My own monitoring of the English programs has observed messages read to missing relatives, personal stories, Asian music, and interviews. English is Wednesday, 1300 to 1400, on 5,935, 7,305, 1600 to 1700, on 5,920, 5,955. Japanese, Korean, 1300 to 1400, 5,935, 6,085, 1405 to 1435, 6,165, 7,325, 1600 to 1700, 6,165, 6,180. In 05 to 1805, 7,225, 7,320. Egypt is an enigma. We all know Egypt is a place full of mysteries and unanswered questions, including the ongoing mysteries of Radio Cairo. Poor audio quality and irregular broadcasts are not a new phenomenon for listeners. So imagine my surprise when I read that Radio Cairo was asking for signal and reception reports from listeners. Yeah, I had to read that one twice. But there it was, an appeal for reports to Freak Meg, that's FREQMEG, at yahoo.com. Have any of our readers received any feedback from the station? If so, drop me an email. This mystery continues, and I'd love to hear your reply. In the meantime, Radio Cairo operates intermittently. Albanian, 1500 to 1600, 9,440. Arabic, 2330 to 045, 9,810. English, 2115 to 2245, 9,440. French, 2000 to 2115, 9,410. German, 1900 to 2000, 9,410. Italian, 1800 to 1900, 9,410. Russian, 1900 to 2000, 9,890. Portuguese, 2215 to 2330, 9,885. Spanish, 0145 to 0200, 9,900. Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio, read by Keith.
If you enjoyed this program, please register for our free services at www.aftersight.org or by calling 303-786-7777.